So there are good synergies with adaptogens and caffeine, right? Now, when we have caffeine, like two things can happen. So caffeine's absorbed quickly, which can result in a spike and then a crash, right? So caffeine works by blocking the adenosine receptors in our brain, which make us drowsy. So it gives us that mental alertness, but absorb quickly, crash, and then spike. So a lot of people, probably the majority of people, will be like, do you know what? Two or three coffees in a day, I'm good, right? So in Zen, CBD and ashwagandha. So the ashwagandha will work on our adrenals and it can help balance out our cortisol. So you can enjoy the benefits of coffee in your day and you still stay balanced. Now, Shez said, like, Zen is perfect for those sensitive to caffeine. Now, we did not create Zen for people sensitive to caffeine. We created it for ourselves. Now, we're like, do you know what, when you're having that stressful day and yeah, you want a coffee, it might put you on edge because, you know, and you need some balance in your day. Let's put some ashwagandha and CBD in our day, see how we feel. And we're like, do you know what? There's good synergies here. CBD, endocannabinoid system, ashwagandha, adrenals. It's a really good mix.
Hello, lovely people, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Wellness Way. And today I'm going to introduce you to my second sponsors. I can't tell you how grateful I am to these guys, but because without sponsors, this show can't keep going and we're getting out such important information. I need you to like, subscribe and share so that we can continue to get this out. But in the meantime, I'm going to introduce you to the lovely boys from London Nootropics. We have Shez and we have Zane. Welcome to The Wellness Way and thank you for sponsoring the show.
Thanks for having us, Philly. Yeah. What an amazing place.
Thank you.
How nice to be in nature. I've seen cows today. What else have I seen? What
are those? Oh, pheasant.
I've seen pheasants.
But you haven't seen the deer yet.
I haven't seen the deer yet.
They'll come. When you leave, they'll be on the drive.
Yeah, it's lovely to be here. Thank you. Very excited to do this with you.
Thank you, Shez. Right, we're going to talk about one of my favourite subjects today. Zane, I'm going to ask you to start this conversation. I think most people, everybody in the world knows what a vitamin is. Very few people, until you start your journey, know about adaptogens. And they are Mother Nature's motherfuckers of big hitters to boost you up and do wonderful things. So Zane, tell us about an adaptogen.
Sure. So adaptogens are natural plant extracts and fungi that help us balance stresses in our mind and body. So for example, we have ashwagandha, and ashwagandha is a root adaptogen, and it works on our adrenals and it can help balance hormones in our body. So this is a good one if you feel stressed, if you feel anxious, and you just need a little bit more balance in your day.
That's beautiful. I know that you do an ashwagandha with CBD.
We do ashwagandha with CBD.
CBD, yeah. We love CBD on this show. So first, before we talk more about adaptogens, we now know what an adaptogen is. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started and how you ended up on the Dragon's Den.
Yeah, sure. So I've known Shez since school, since secondary school. And a couple of years ago, I was visiting Shez in Bournemouth, and his cousin's a semi-professional boxer, and we were going to the gym a lot. And he was giving us a chemical-laced pre-workout drink, and would have all this energy in the world, and then would get home and would crash, and, you know, it just something wasn't right with it. Like, it didn't sit right with us. So we started having coffee as a natural way to give us a lift, and we started adding natural ingredients to coffee. Now, these weren't adaptogens. We were adding things like guarana extract, which is essentially more caffeine. But it was a natural way. It was 100% natural, and it just felt a little bit better. Now, Shez, friends with everyone in the entire gym.
Why am I not surprised?
Like, yeah, and everyone's like, oh, you should make this into a company. Like, we would buy it, right? So we were like, oh, we could do this, but we need some expertise. And we need to speak to some experts in this field and formulate something really incredible, right? So we met a girl called Amanda, a nutritionist, and she was like, guys, have you tried medicinal mushrooms and other adaptogens? And we were like, nope, never even heard of them, right?
So you hadn't heard of adaptogens either?
We hadn't, and never tried anything like a medicinal mushroom or anything, right? So we started trying them, and it was kind of like the first time we tried things like gotukolu, brahmi, lion's mane. It was like a light bulb turned on in our head, not just for a business idea, but like a physical light bulb. It's like, okay, this is what clear thinking is like. This is what my brain turned on is like, right?
Sorry to interrupt this podcast. The Wellness Way has got a brand new interactive ebook out. I've created a beginner's guide to your natural health systems to help you navigate through the jungle of natural health. A banquet of knowledge wrapped up in a simple ebook, featuring some of my top guests from the podcast. As an added bonus, I've even thrown in my meditation album, The Wellness Awakening, From Past Lives to Passing. Head over to my webpage, phillyjlay.com, to grab your copy now. And while you're there, why don't you sign up for my newsletter? And don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast so we can continue to get this information out. Remember, the doctor of your future is you. And lion's mane is particularly well known for that. I mean, it is an adaptogen for the brain. It's great for dementia, Alzheimer's. It's a magical, magical mushroom.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And it's like, so lion's mane's got some active compounds. Now, with all adaptogens, the main thing to look for in them is the active compounds, because this is what gives us the benefits, right? So lion's mane's got haricinones and erinaceans, and beta-glucans and all sorts of things, but specifically haricinones and erinaceans are what crosses the blood-brain barrier, and they can increase something called nerve growth factor. Now, this is a chemical in our brain, and it does what it says on the tin. It increases the growth of new neurons. So yeah. That's why, like, when you say, like, it's known to be good for Alzheimer's and dementia and other cognitive decline diseases, it's been shown to slow the onset because it can increase the growth of new neurons in our brain. It's known as the brain mushroom. But for the everyday person, it can be good for memory, for recall, for overall cognitive health. And like
ADHD is another good one it's for.
Incredible.
So you mentioned ADHD. Comes up a lot, especially with our flow blend. We have customers write to us all the time, and the feedback we have is incredible. From customers saying, no more brain fog in the morning, to I'm not taking my ADHD meds now.
Wow.
That's huge. We actually had a quite well-known production company, can't say who yet,
okay,
get in touch with us yesterday. And the person we spoke to said that they'd bought a selection of our blends, and since they've been taking Flow, they haven't had their ADHD meds, which they've been taking for over 12 years.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Blimey. And I know firsthand, I have a daughter who was diagnosed ADHD. I like to say a daughter that just didn't want to fit the mold, actually. I don't like those labels. Just, you know, that mold that the system puts us in. It's just like, nah. who wants to fit that mold anyway? But she was on Ritalin, and they increased and increased and increased it because it stops working after a while, until, you know, she was seeing her psychiatrist without my knowledge, with her dad, and, you know, kind of ended up the school calling an ambulance because her heart was going so fast they thought she was having a heart attack. So it's not a medicine. You know, a lot of people call it kiddie cocaine. It's not good for you. It's not a nice medicine, I don't think. I mean, there are very few medicines that I actually think are nice. But this, the lion's mane, is an absolutely natural way.
Everyone should take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been used for thousands of years.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not like it's an endangered species or anything. It grows affluently all over the world, or not all over the world?
It does. I mean, nowadays people do grow it all over the world themselves. But it's grown in wild regions. But again, like what Zane was mentioning, the most important thing to look for in lion's mane is the amount of active compounds and an extract that's rich in active compounds. And that's what we look for.
You're having tremendous success with these, you know, adaptogens and mushrooms and, you know, medicinal mushrooms. We have to say that is very, very different to plant medicine mushrooms. Why?
Not that different.
Why is, you know, they're legal, and obviously magic mushrooms aren't legal. And is that just the psychedelic compound that stops one being legal and the other one not legal?
Well, yeah. And
what's the definition? Even... What's the cutoff line for the government?
So, I mean, this is it, right? We deal with a lot of this stuff, with like legalities, and they classify a lot of natural ingredients as novel foods. This is kind of the system's way to protect people. So a novel food's classified as an ingredient that wasn't widely used before 1997. I don't know what happened in 1997, but that's the year, right? That's literally the year.
Yeah, what did happen?
No. Well, that's the year they said, like, before then, if it wasn't widely used, it's novel. Which basically, so they're basically saying, we don't have enough evidence in the West to safely give it to everyone. Which is fair, they need some way to do it. But there are some mushrooms that are technically illegal in the UK that are like functional mushrooms, such as turkey tail. Like you cannot use turkey tail in certain foods and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. But you see it out there and you're like, do you know, at what point are they going to regulate this further? So there's this whole regulation thing. But it goes back to what you're saying on the ADHD drugs and Ritalin and then the adaption side of things. So in traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, which is like the second and third biggest
oldest medicine, medical systems
in the world, right?
5,000 years old, great-great-great-grandma.
Exactly, right? So we have these systems and they've been in place and they still work to this day in India and in China, right? And it's proven to be incredible for people. Now, in the West, we have pharmacological system, right? You got all of this stuff. And it's basically, this stuff's got its place and it's good for us. Now, the big differences between these medical systems is Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, they look at the body as a whole, right? They have a holistic approach. And they say, like, look, if you've got a headache or you've got brain fog or you can't focus, there's something wrong with your system, right? There's some imbalance somewhere, right? That's where adaptogens come in, because yeah, they help you balance what you need. If you've got too high stress or too low stress, they'll bring you into homeostasis, right? Now, in the West, they're like, okay, cool, you can't focus, so therefore that's the symptom, you need to take...
You're sick, take these drugs.
Exactly. And it works with a lot of things. Now, it's got its place, right? It's not knocking it, but it's saying that there are another whole heap of natural ingredients that we can use in our days, whether we've got something or not, to bring us into homeostasis. And when we're in homeostasis and balance in our body and our mind, our body can heal itself.
Yeah,
that's what I believe. I'm like, listen, we can do a lot. So it's like,
well, I'm living proof of that.
Well, there we go. There we
you
go.
You know, I nearly died, and here I am, and I don't. You know, I'm completely self-healed using Mother Nature. So you know,
incredible.
I know that we have these abilities. Yeah. So it's. I still want to come back to your story, because you've got.
I know,
because I want to keep talking about adaptogens too, and we will. But I want people to know a little bit more about you. So you were down the gym, you were trying these adaptogens and these coffees, and then you had a bit of luck, really. I think, well, you make your own luck in life. A radio show gave you a call out, didn't they?
Yeah. So we're fast forwarding a little bit. So what happened was, came across adaptogens. We're like, wow, why isn't, like, what's the catch here? What's the catch? And we're like, oh, actually, if you take a lot of one adaptogen, your body knows how much it needs, right? So you can't, like, overdose on it. And then, like, side effects, little to none. We're like, why isn't everyone taking adaptogens? Like, why isn't it normal for everyone to take? Like, it was just, like, crazy how we didn't know about it. Now we know about it. Like, how is not everyone taking adaptogens? So we start looking into, okay, so forget the whole pre-workout gym coffee thing. We're now taking different adaptogens based on what we need in that day. So one day we wake up, do you know, I've got a bit of brain fog, I'm distracted, I need to focus, I want to be productive. I'll take a little bunch of adaptogens, maybe some lion's mane.
Yep.
And then another day, it's like, you know, we've got some stress or something going on. It's like, do you know what? I need some ashwagandha. I need some CBD. I might need some L-theanine. So it's like, okay, well, we've got this whole arsenal of natural ingredients called adaptogens that we can use. So we decided, instead of making the pre-workout coffee, we'll make three different blends depending on what we personally needed in our day to stay balanced and elevate our day. So then, all right, we're getting to the radio part. So one thing that we found was a lot of products on the market, they're great, beautiful brands, but we're like, what are the active compounds in these adaptogens that I'm about to put in my body? And it was really difficult to find that quality. And then we start coming across extracts that have like got scientific clinical research behind them. And we're like, I want that one.
It's that's like, my baby.
That is it. There's one rhodiola extract that we use. It's a branded extract called Rhodio Life, right? And we're like, we want that one. That's got the studies on. That's clinically proven. So we're like, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to find the highest quality extracts that we can get our hands on. And we tested so many. We learned how to read a COA, a certificate of analysis, and look for, okay, it's clean. It's got no heavy metals in, but these are the active compounds in this extract. And it's very easy to compare then, like this versus this versus this.
I'm going to ask you about the heavy metals in them there, because heavy metal toxicity is, I believe, one of the biggest fuck-ups with the human body that's happening in the world today. I think that's about a fair analysis, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And it crosses the blood-brain barrier, heavy metals. We know that, you know, our food is sprayed with it, our skies are full of it. Our body can't function with heavy metals, can it? That is, you know, a lot of people are calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes now. And that's where their heavy metals have crossed the blood-brain barrier. So when you're taking something like lion's mane, will that clear out the heavy metals from your brain?
Well, it's known as a neuroprotectant. So it's meant to protect our whole cognitive function. But in terms of heavy metals, I haven't personally seen, but it could be true. We need to do some more research on this. But the main thing is, it's like every single one of our ingredients is tested for heavy metals, mold and toxins to make sure they're clean.
Mold is another one. And that is such a good, important point because, you know, you are a coffee and coffee has a really bad rap with mold.
The thing to note is, as we said, we went out and looked for the highest quality ingredients ourselves. Now, as much as it's a pain in the ass, we source still to this day every single ingredient ourselves. So we know exactly what's going into every single batch that we blend. And that quality is super important to us. So like Zane mentioned, we know what we're looking for when we look at certifications of analysis. So every single batch, if, you know, if there was ever anything different, we would see it straight away. But
that's really good to know. Yeah. That's really good to know. But I want to know, how did you get picked up by Chris Evans?
All right, so we're not quite there yet, right? we haven't launched yet. So
this is
the guy can't try it. Yeah. So we're like, okay, so we need to launch them. We want them super convenient into little sachets, perfectly measured, so we know what we're putting in our day. Like, we create it for ourselves, right? And this is what we wanted. And you start going to, okay, let me ask this company, can they make it for us, right? Can they do the blending and the filling and et cetera? And they're like, yeah, we can do it for you if we use all the ingredients that we've got. We're like, no, we've got our own ingredients and we need to keep these to ourselves, right? These are our formulas that we've come up with. So, okay, the next company are like, would it for you if you do 100,000 sachets? And we're like, whoa. Where are we going to put 100,000 sachets? even 50,000 sachets. So we actually just did it ourselves. We found a company. They said, like, look, we've got machines that you could afford, and you could seal and fill sachets yourselves. So we got professional blending done, and then they'll send us in big batches, and we would sit there filling every sachet and sealing ourselves. That was a lot of fun.
And a lot of time, I imagine.
A lot of time, awesome. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of time on our hands because the whole world was in lockdown. So we were like, yeah. And I mean, there's benefits in every scenario. So they closed all the coffee shops at the same time that we launched. So we're like, that's kind of convenient. So what we were doing is like we launched our website. We started selling online. And then 3 months in, I wake up and I'm texting shares. I've got texts off shares. And we're like, what's happening? Like, we kept getting sales. And we're like, but why? Like, where's it coming from? And yeah, Chris Evans, the radio presenter, yeah, he'd been taking a Mojo blend before he goes running in the morning. And he started talking about us on his radio show. I had never heard of him.
Oh, my God. How do you manage to get through life without hearing about Chris Evans? I'm just going to tell a story here because I just found it so fascinating. He used to do a great show called Don't Forget Your Toothbrush. And on one episode, he set up cameras in female and male public toilets on the outside of the cubicles, obviously.
On the outside.
Yeah, but in the public toilets. And he put a salad bar up. And all these people would go, and it was like a Friday night pub, and all these people would go into the loo, and 90% of the men came out, didn't wash their hands, and all went for the salad bar, kind of going free food, because there was a big sign saying free food. And all the women came out, washed their hands, and kind of looked and thought, oh no, I can't possibly eat food that's sitting in the toilet. And he did this really, really funny episode filming all of these people. And then one woman came out and she washed her hands, and then she looked, and then she looked around her to see if anybody was there, and then she kind of went and she kind of ate loads and loads of salad. And I just thought that was just the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, we quickly found out who Chris Evans was.
Yeah,
I don't know him. I was like saying, it's Chris Evans. But like, looking back at it now, it was crazy because, so this was just after, so we launched in March 2020 and hand filling sachets. So we'd fill them all over the weekend, starting on like Friday night. We'd actually stamp the date on all sachets as well. So at night, what we'd do is we'd try and hand stamp like 2000 sachets, and then Saturday, Sunday, we'd fill them all by hand as well. And then try and sell them in a week. Wow. And then the next weekend, repeat the process. And in that summer, I think we did 30,000 by hand.
Oh my God.
I've got in my wallet, actually, I'll show you afterwards, I've got some of our original sachets that we filled by hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, your timing was perfect for this, you know, March 2020, as the world went into a lockdown and people were looking for, you know, obviously not supported by any mainstream media, but for alternatives to keep healthy. So, I mean, it was...
The stars had aligned because... We'd already, before the whole COVID situation, we'd been planning to have letterbox-friendly boxes for, like, contactless deliveries. So we're like, hold on a minute, coffee shops are closed. Everyone's becoming a bit more healthy and conscious about what they're consuming. We've got letterbox-friendly boxes, and we're just about to launch a business.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The universe works in mysterious ways.
And then Chris Evans put us out of stock.
Oh my God, how's your luck?
So we were coming on to that. So at this time, maybe we were doing a few sales a day, and like, me and Zane would phone each other when we'd get a sale, be like, we made another one. It'd be like, we'd be like dancing in our houses, right? Going, we just made a sale. And it hadn't even hit 9 o'clock, and the app on the phone's going ping, ping, ping. And you're like, something's broken here. Calling Zane, like, Zane, what's going on? He's like, I don't know, dude, there's loads of sales coming. Like, we're like, and then we find out it's obviously Chris Evans. And then it kind of didn't stop from there in terms of like that whole weekend. It was just orders. And we're like, this is pretty cool.
How amazing.
Yeah.
But from there, you decided to go on the Dragon's Den.
Listen, this is a long story.
Okay,
long
come stories, and tell us. Because I think you're the people that have been blamed, you two, that they don't take anybody on the Dragon's Den now unless you sign an agreement that if the dragons put money in, you have to accept it now. Because when you did the Dragon's Den, you then went and had a talk with them. And let's just say the dragons put up the money, but then you went and had a talk with them. And you decided if that money and the conditions tied to that money were suitable for your company, your business.
I didn't know we'd been blamed.
That's what I've heard, Jess.
So I didn't know they changed a thing, but they said like a lot of what happens on the show, it is a show at the end of the day,
yep,
and it is people's real businesses, and it's a two-way thing afterwards. It's like The BBC did so much due diligence. Like, you have to send them, like, COAs, like, of the ingredients that you use. You have to show them that, like, look, this is what we use in our products and stuff. So we did all this due diligence, but they said then the dragons, if they give you an offer, they need to do their own due diligence into your company. But it works two ways. It's like, well, we can do our due diligence on them and decide, like, is it the best thing for us, right? So you can't make a huge business and life decision in front of a camera. There's a lot that goes on, like, behind the scenes and afterwards. But overall, like, the most incredible experience. Imagine going, yo, mom, I'm going on TV. But it was all a little bit, like, surreal up until that point, that you're actually going on TV. So to start with, like, we were doing our work, and an email came through from a BBC researcher saying, hey, do you want to be on Dragon's Den? And I literally responded in 30 seconds, thinking, first of all, it's like, is this real? Whatever. I was just like, yeah, sure, we'll do it. That's fine. Let's do it. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they're like, can you send us XYZ? I was like, yeah, we'll send you. And then, like, two or three, like, a few emails later, and, like, 2 months in, they're like, oh, great, you guys have passed everything. You sent us all this stuff for the due diligence. We've got a filming date for you. And that's when I called Shaz. I'm like, Shaz, I think we're actually going to be on TV. Like, I haven't been taking it seriously, but I think we need to prepare a pitch now. and then we went on Dragon's Den. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Who were your dragons?
So Sarah and Deborah. And apparently it's the first time they've done a deal together.
Okay.
So you know, there's two of us. We had to get two dragons. Have to go and get two. But yeah, it was really, really cool.
She's like, terrifying for me, Deborah Meaden. Sorry, Deborah Meaden, if you're watching this, but my God, you scare me.
Deborah was the best.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Deborah, like, you don't have favorites, but do you know what? I think Deborah and Sarah was the best. I'm not biased, but they were really, really cool, because you're standing there, Shaz is next to me, and it's kind of hard to be like, You're like looking at the five dragons. They're all looking at you, and the BBC are like, yeah, there might be some cameras in there, but you won't really notice them. It's the biggest cameras you've ever seen. And you're just like, okay. And you're looking at them, and it's like, I remember Deborah was like, just kind of like nodding us on and like giving us the, yep, you guys are fine. And we're like, okay. And I remember Sarah, every time I looked at her, she would just smile, and it was just comforting. She would just smile, and you're like, I think she might, you know, she might be liking us here.
Funny that that's the female dragons.
The yeah. female
the
dragons.
The male dragons were more scary.
I think I don't get intimidated. I'm like, I think they were all pretty friendly, and they're all pretty, but you can kind of tell, like, you're in there for quite a while. So apparently it's like an hour or 45 minutes, but you don't really keep track of time. And they try and like, they're trying to create a show, right? Yeah. So I remember at one point, one of them asked us like a question about finances. I was like, oh, I've got the numbers. So I memorized it and I said it. I was like, that's the answer. And they're like, doesn't add up. Ask me the question again. And I was like, I'm like second guessing myself. I was like, no, that's the answer. And then they said it again. I was like, I did not memorize all of this stuff for it to be wrong. And then Deborah asked me the same question, and I said it, and she's like, yep, nope, he's right. And I was like, thank God. So, but then I realized they're actually just playing a game here. Because I'm like, they must have known that it was right. They just keep trying to catch you off guard.
And... Right.
They don't actually show you a lot of what happens.
No, I'm...
Because you're in there for like an hour and a half, and even
and
though we had a long
7
slot.
7 minutes?
I think it was like a... I think we had like a something like a long slot at the end, but we didn't actually find out till maybe 2 weeks before that it was going to be like a long slot. So you can imagine at this point, we're both working from home, sending out orders from home. We're like, okay, we've already seen what's happened with Chris Evans. What's it going to be like when 4 million people are watching us on BBC primetime?
Yeah.
Right? So it was, we basically invested quite a lot, as much as we could, in just getting as much stock in, had a small office unit, which we managed to get, and roped in half the family.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. And it was like an explosion. It was.
But you chose not to do the deal with the dragons. You chose to continue on your own path.
We did. We did, yeah.
Do you regret that at all or not?
No.
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 Well, you've got, you know, I said...
Not in an arrogant way at all.
No. Just.
But do you know, actually, I must tell you what's interesting is I'd always known I was going to be on Dragon's Den. Like, firmly from a child.
Really?
So we were saying before how long it's been on TV. So I think it's been on over 20 years. So I was about 13, 14. And to the point where I'd pictured Deborah saying, go and talk to the wall.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's manifesting.
That is manifesting. And I'm, you know, I say very often on this show, I'm a shit hot manifester.
Yeah.
But that is shit hot manifesting too.
I didn't know what it was going to be. But because I used to watch, my dad introduced me to the program as a child and I used to watch it a lot. And I just always knew I was going to be on there talking to Deborah. And then the lift doors open, Deborah Meaden's beaming down at you in the lift and you're like, what is going on?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, how exciting. And it is such a great product. I'm really not surprised that they offered you. But you went your own route. The company's grown. You stayed with the three same coffees, though, that you started with. Is that right? Or did you? There were three main ones. So I've got the boxes here. So we have the beautiful Zen, which is an adaptogen coffee with CBD and ashwagandha. So, we know about CBD. Talk through ashwagandha to us.
This is our most balancing blend, and it's perfect for those that are sensitive to caffeine. We have so many customers who are like, do you know what? I haven't had a coffee in years, but I can now start to get the benefits of caffeine again in my diet. Don't get the spike and the crash. We say it's calming energy.
Yeah. Hence the name Zen. Yeah. It's very calming energy. And I have to tell you, I wasn't a coffee drinker in any shape or form. You know, I do love a bit of coffee, but that's green coffee shoved up my bum. But drinking it, and I remember when a friend of mine, her daughter was at secondary school and she wanted to do a survey, but she was for school, but she was too young to have a Facebook or an Insta account. So her mum did the survey for her. And it's like, how much coffee do you drink? You know, 0 to 5, you know, whatever. And so, you know, put my answer in the bottom and just went nil by mouth, which Juliet's laughing away because everybody knows that I was shoving coffee up my arse copiously when I had the tumour in my throat because it was just like, okay, I'm doing Gersten. But I have to say your coffee is what has completely changed my view on coffee because I used to get very twittery. I used to have those crashes that you just talked about. And you don't get them with your coffee. And I've used to take the tablets of, you know, the ashwagandha, I've been a massive fan of rhodiola since I had my brain fog, you know, CBD, all of those, you know, kind of beautiful adaptogens that you put in. But because your quality is so pure and it's mixed with that little bit of a high, you feel really good on it. We just had lunch together and I had a Zen and I'm feeling, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. So with, so there are good synergies with adaptogens and caffeine, right? Now, when we have caffeine, like two things can happen. So caffeine's absorbed quickly, which can result in a spike and then a crash, right? So caffeine works by blocking the adenosine receptors in our brain, which make us drowsy. So it gives us that mental alertness, but absorb quickly, crash, and then spike. So if you're having coffee and then you crash and you're like, oh, I need another one, right? So people will have 4 or 5 coffees in a day and they start doing this, right? They're crashing and spiking all day, or spiking and crashing. Now, when you have a lot of caffeine or you're sensitive to caffeine, you can increase your cortisol, your stress hormone. And this is what can cause the jitters and anxiety. Some people feel like their heart's pounding, they've got palpitations, and you feel on edge, and they're like, oh, this coffee isn't good for me. There's a lot of studies that have come out about the benefits of coffee and caffeine in our day, but they don't really talk about, you know, there are some side effects with it that deal more of a side effect to some people more than others. So a lot of people, probably the majority of people, will be like, do you know what, 2 or 3 coffees in a day, I'm good, right? Now, the synergies. So in Zen, CBD and ashwagandha. So the ashwagandha aspect, ashwagandha work on our adrenals and it can help balance out our cortisol. So you can enjoy the benefits of coffee in your day and you still stay balanced. Now, Shez said, like Zen is perfect for those sensitive to caffeine. Now, we did not create Zen for people sensitive to caffeine. We created it for ourselves. Now, we're like, do you know when you're having that stressful day and yeah, you want a coffee, it might put you on edge because, you know, and you need some balance in your day. Let's put some ashwagandha and CBD in our day, see how we feel. And we're like, do you know what? There's good synergies here. CBD, endocannabinoid system, ashwagandha, adrenals. It's a really good mix. And then after we launched, like we get people writing to us saying, I haven't enjoyed coffee for years and I feel like I can enjoy it in my day again. I don't need to have decaf anymore. There's a cool story actually. Last year we were at like a 2-3 day like big retreat festival-y show thing, like about health and wellness and lifestyle, and a girl she's been on TV, she's quite famous, she's got a few 100,000 followers, she's got a podcast. So we're speaking to her. I obviously have no idea who she is, and we're like, are you going to try our adaptogenic coffees? And she's like, oh no, I can't do coffee. We're like, why not? She's like, I haven't had coffee in years. I'm like, but why? And she's like, well, I do enjoy coffee, but like, I like coffee, I like the taste, but I just feel like really jittery, really anxious. And we're like, try some Zen. And we're like, don't try it here, like, we'll give you some, take it away with you in your own time, maybe when you're at home one day, try half a sachet. She's like, do you know what, I'll make me a Zen, I'll give Zen, like everyone's else having like the nice iced ones. She came back the next day and I'm like, she's coming over, I'm like, she gonna like, well, you know, we're confident we're like, she's coming over, but you don't know. And she's like, guys, could I get another one of those, what you made me yesterday? And we're like, the Zen. She goes, yeah, that's the one. And then the third day again, back there. And it's really incredible when you're like, do you know what? You've made this impact on people. And that's kind of like, so the Zen kind of became the one for people sensitive to caffeine. But in general, it's like, if you want some balance in your day, it doesn't matter who you are. We all have stressful days every now and then, or a little bit of stress here and there. It's like, have a Zen.
Well, we've had quite a lot of stress actually in the last 4 years.
Well, it depends on how many adaptions you've been having, because then the stress doesn't happen. Yeah, but yeah,
you know, that television tries to make us as stressed as it possibly can every
day.
I've
never heard of it.
No, I know. It's a pile of old crap. So, yeah. Right, so we're going to come on to the next one because I love this one too. Mojo. Tell us about Mojo. So you've got one of my favourite adaptogens in here. You've got ginseng, but you've also got cordyceps. So again, another absolutely cracking blend for your Mojo. Talk us through that.
So the Mojo is Chez's favourite blend. So I'll tell you what I love about cordyceps, but then Chez can talk about Mojo. Oh, I got a good story, actually.
Then tell us.
So I got a good story. So the Mojo, right? Ginseng, blood flow and stuff, and cordyceps, good for our aerobic capacity, our oxygen flow around our body, and ATP, our energy molecule. So the Mojo is about having that sustained energy, right? And it's kind of like the pre-workout, right? So if you feel fatigued or you're tired, or you're going to go for a run or a workout, it's like, do not have a Mojo and it'll wake my body up. So if the flow, which we'll come on to, is to wake up the mind, the Mojo is to wake up the body. And we were at our first ever show. It was a running show. It was a running festival. And it was by Chris Evans. Because we're like, we have to go to that because, yeah. You know.
It's like, did you meet him support. And say thank you?
He drove past in his car and waved at us. I don't know if he knew it was us.
Or whether
but
he was
waved.
Just doing we
were
the like, wave.
Yeah, yeah. So there, people are like, what is this? And Chez is like, oh, it's PB coffee. You drink it and you get a personal best. And people are like, really? And then Chez is like, okay, we'll give you a cup for free, right? We'll make your whole adaptogenic coffee, a Mojo, and we'll give you a sachet. Have it before the run tomorrow. And if you get a personal best, you have to come get a box. And you know, it's to us, we're just enjoying, we're having a laugh with people, we're kind
bit of banter.
A bit of banter. get there in the morning, there's a queue of people, and we're like,
it worked.
You know, it's pretty popular today, huh? Like, people are coming back. This is really good. You know, it's our first ever show. And people are like, oh, actually, I'll have a coffee, but also I need to buy a box, because I told that gentleman, if I get a personal best, I'll buy a box. I was like, okay, that was right. All right, cool. Next person, same thing. And it's like, people are...
Wow.
Yeah.
The technical reason for it was actually a brand new race course. So everyone who ran it had a personal best. But yeah, from there, like, you know, we started to get that feedback from people. And like Mojo, I know Flo's our most popular, and it's incredible. Lion's Mane, Mushroom and Rodeota. Like,
yeah.
But Mojo for me is just... It's perfect in the morning, right? So you've got the cordyceps mushroom, you've got the boost in natural energy. And if you're feeling physically fatigued, it's going to, you know, bring you back to feeling your best. You mentioned ginseng, one of your favorite adaptogens. It's got that. One thing I've noticed as well is I used to suffer really bad hay fever. And we know cordyceps mushroom is good for the immune system. And we know the symptoms of hay fever come from essentially your immune system. Now, in the last, well, since we've been taking adaptogens in the last 4 or 5 years, I haven't suffered anywhere like I used to previously.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I used to suffer from really bad hay fever, and I knocked it on the head using stinging nettles. So stinging nettles are one of my absolute favourite.
You've got
herbs.
A massive jar upstairs, haven't you?
I do have a massive jar from my garden. The biggest jars on my tea shelf are my stinging nettles and my dandelion root. But that's very interesting for those people that don't want to, you know, drink the herbal teas. I'm a mad fan of herbal teas. But the ginseng and the cordyceps will do the same, the Mojo.
Well, I think so. Because there's nothing else different that I've done.
Do you know, we're all a study of one, and everybody has to find out what's going on in their body, what they need. And, you know, so you actually do a box which has got all three. You've got the selection box. So that's a really good way of finding out which one suits you, trying them at different times of the day. So just tell us the health benefits very succinctly, what they do scientifically for the cordyceps and the ginseng.
So... Cordyceps, like you said, boosts ATP, our energy molecule. Amazing for the immune system. Then ginseng, good for oxygenation of cells and blood circulation. That's another thing I was going to mention, actually. I used to have really cold hands and feet.
And that sorted that out?
Yep.
Wow.
I haven't done anything else different.
You see, I love that Barbara O'Neill tip for sorting out hands and feet and blood circulation, which is cayenne pepper. That's another good one. But really good to know that this will do it as well. Thank you.
But what I think is like the main approach, right, is we're all individual, we're all unique, and it's about listening to internal cues inside us, right?
Yeah.
It's like, for example, CBD and azendlin, right? A lot of people would be like, this is snake oil. Like, I've heard it as well. They're like, CBD doesn't work. And it's like, we've all got an endocannabinoid system, but we're all different.
Yeah.
And it's like, you might not need CBD because it might not do for you what it does for me, right? Everyone's different. So the way we look at it is like, look, you've got like, so you've got your health to look after, right? And you've got Western medicine. And in terms of health and healthcare, that's great at treating symptoms most of the time.
Treating symptoms. So we're just going to emphasize that treating symptoms, but not getting to the root cause.
Exactly. And then you've got like another, what we call, if you want to call it a war cabinet, if you're at war with yourself. But you've got a whole other cabinet of things that are natural ingredients that can help you get to homeostasis, depending on what you need. And it can be like, we talk about flow state a lot, right? So flow state is this state that you've had. Have you ever had a morning where it's like the time's just flown and you've been so engrossed in a task, you've lost sense of time and stuff, but you've just had the most productive few hours, right? So this is what is termed as flow state. And when we were creating it, like you see on the side of the box, it says find your flow. So we're going to write find your flow state on the other side.
I haven't got to that box yet.
But it's on. All, it's on.
It's on that one too.
So it says find your flow state on the back. On, yeah.
Okay. Okay. On the other side. I'm being thick here.
So find your flow, right? So put yourself in maybe an office work situation, right? I don't think any of us are like so office-y, but we're in that situation and you want to have a really productive afternoon, but you come out of your meeting and it's just been a really stressful meeting. You've got loads of stress and anxiety. You're not going to be your most productive self, right? So you might need a zen. You might need to balance. And another time you're like, do you know what? I need to flow. I need all that cognitive energy. I need the rhodiola, the lion's mane. I'm going to have a flow, which could be perfect for you at that time, right? To get your mind focused. But you might come out and you might be physically fatigued, right? So don't go for the flow, which seems like the obvious, you know, I want to focus. It could be that you need to bring your body up in energy. So it's all about listening to your internal cues to get you to your most productive self. It's just another way of looking at things.
And the more you do this, the more you can read your body. You know, when I started my journey and people say, you know, listen to your body, and I go, what the fuck am I listening to? It's not saying anything. But actually, once you tune in, you can listen to your body and you know exactly what you need.
It's incredible. And then there's this thing called somatics.
Yeah.
Right. Amanda was teaching me a lot about it. And we went on this retreat with Gabor Mate. And he was doing this thing. It was the most incredible few days. But so he's got a different approach to everyone, right? It's deep dive into self. So you're kind of learning about yourself, your assumptions about yourself that most people have, and they just believe and they never question it. They're like, that's who I am. But there were certain people, and you could tell, like, it's not just a cognitive exercise for them. He would say, like, listen, close your eyes and, like, listen to your body, listen to your internal cues. What are you feeling right now? And there was this one girl, she was really quiet, and he said it to her, and she's just like, it's just in my throat, right? And the whole thing was, she can't speak up, right? I can talk to my partner, I can talk to my husband, but I can't speak up with my kids, with anyone else. I'm always really shy. And I'd only just noticed her after, like, being at the retreat for a few days. Everyone else was just like, do you know what we've all said? I didn't even know. She was so quiet sitting in the back. And he's like, okay. So, you know, she closed her eyes and she's just like, it's just here. And it was like the first time in her whole life that she's actually listening to what her body's telling her. And her internal body was just like, there's something here. Now, this guy knew, right? He knew straight away what had happened. But yeah, after like literally a few questions, like you're talking about her childhood and everything. And she was abused when she was really, really young. But the reason why she can't speak up now, and he got this out of her, was just like to, you know, we'll skip all the scary stuff. But it's to the point where what would happen if that little girl screamed out for help? And like, what would happen? She would get beaten more. So she couldn't scream out for help. So she lost her voice.
Yeah.
And her body the whole time, and it's like an extreme scenario, was telling her, like, look, this is you. Like, it's your hair is closed, right?
Yeah, throat chakra is like, blocked.
Yeah. And it's like other people had the same thing. They could feel it in their stomach or there's something, right? And it's just like, okay, you need to tune in. And it's the same thing going through everyday life. It's just like, tune in to you. It's like, do you know what? I'm actually really fatigued right now. I need some cordyceps in my day. I need to get my energy levels up in my body. Or it's like, do you know what? I feel so distracted. Actually, I've got brain fog. I didn't even realize it. I need to wake up my brain. I need some cognitive energy.
It's I think most of my audience know now that I'm a mad tapper, EFT, emotional freedom technique. Love it. And when you're tapping through the sequence, you actually focus in. It really, really helps you focus in on your body, and you give it a colour and you give it a form. And when I work with clients and even down the line and we're tapping and I'm going, you know, what's coming up? Where can you feel it in your body? Give it a colour, give it a form. And while they're thinking about it, I can actually see it in their body. I know exactly what colour it is. I know exactly where it is and what the form is. And when I discovered that I could do this, I'm like, what the fuck? But we all have these extraordinary abilities, and learning to tap into yourself like that is marvellous.
It's hard to listen to internal cues because you've got to be kind of at one with yourself. But what I say to customers when I speak to them and people who take adaptogens, I say the easiest way to try and realise is to measure backwards, right? And go, actually, I haven't got sick in the last 3 months. Actually, my energy levels have been good, right? Haven't had hay fever. I can feel the circulation of my blood flow improving because, like I mentioned, hands and feet are warmer. For example, it's all about measuring backwards. And then you start to realise, and it starts to click into place a bit more.
Yeah. As somebody was saying to me the other day that they've been feeling a bit shit for a few months. And I'm saying, OK, so what's going on? Going, nothing's really changed. And as the conversation progressed, he's not taking all the vitamins and minerals and adaptogens that he had been taking a few months ago because he'd run out. And, you know, and just by tuning in and kind of going, well, actually, I do feel a bit shit. What am I doing different? Oh, I'm not taking my B vitamins, because there is a place for vitamins. Now, a lot of the vitamins on the market and a lot of the adaptogens are crap. You know, vitamins especially are filled with fillers and, you know, kind of some pretty toxic materials. But, you know, if you're getting really good quality like yours, and, you know, there was some vitamin supplements that I recommend in both of my books, you do feel very, very different, don't you?
And this is why we love our single serve sachets, because they're so convenient. Now, if we think about, like, we're all busy, Philly, right? Everyone's busy. But if we think about, you know, an average customer, for example, who's super busy, got stresses because we're human, right? You're never going to be able to avoid them. We wake up, we're stressed, and we're drinking regular coffee. We're adding stress to stress, right? And we live our day kind of like that. And we have the spike and a crash, so we're drinking coffee really late on into the day.
Yeah.
Guess what? Your sleep's going to be affected. Now you bring in adaptogenic coffee, you're having one or two cups a day. You can cut off your window, which we were talking about earlier, a lot sooner, and have a better sleep. Guess what? You feel better the next day.
What do you think is the cutoff time? What do you suggest?
Well, caffeine has a half-life of 8 hours on average.
Yep.
I try and say about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
If I have one afterwards, it's because I want one for the taste.
They do taste lovely. I mean, that's another thing. They don't have that bitterness
that
most coffees have. It's a really beautiful, rounded flavour.
And there's that earthiness that you grow.
Yeah.
With going back to vitamins, so I started taking a lot of vitamins recently. And it never really... It was like, before, my vitamin regime was like, I'll have a vitamin C because it's winter and, you know, this is going to boost my immune a little bit. Since I discovered adaptogens, it's like, actually, if I need any immune boost, I just reach for chaga. If I feel like, you know, I'm going to come down with something, I'll have some, like, really strong chaga tinctures, put a few drops under my tongue, go to sleep, wake up fine. But another retreat with incredible biohacker guy called Dave Asprey.
Oh, you are name dropping today.
Do you know what we had? We met some really incredible people on our journey. And you look back and you're like,
so have I. Wow. It's a real shocker, isn't it? When you go,
yeah, like, what was that?
You know, we both started in 2020, and it's like, what a journey we've been on.
Yeah, it's, and I mean, like, and a lot of these people, I'll be honest, like, I didn't hear of them before. And you kind of like hear people talking, oh, that sounds interesting. And then we got this opportunity. We're like, oh, we should go to this. This sounds cool. Now, the guy's like grabbing, like he's got a whole heap of supplements. He takes like 200 supplements a day and taking them. And he's just like, look, before like 50 years ago, you would get a lot from food. Now, food isn't what it used to be, and you can't. And then he talks a little bit about... the vegan diet and how it's really hard to get some vitamins and supplements from that diet. But specifically, like, there's one thing that because I had some with me at the time, I had some B vitamins, right? And I realized that the B vitamins that I thought were really good, he looked at them and he said, dude, like 90% of B vitamins actually block your cells. And this one is one of them. And he wrote down, it was, I'm not going to quote it because I forget that it was like 5P5 or something you have to look for. And you want that B vitamin because this is the one that's going to be absorbed by your cells and friendly to you. And I'm like, so 90-95% of people are taking B vitamins, but it's actually doing them more harm than good. And he's like, yeah, this is what he's found. Wow. So going back to the quality aspect, it's like, yeah, super, super important.
You know, I've told this story many times on the show, and I have it in both my books. But Dr. Ben Johnson, when he was hired by Obama to find out why America had so much Alzheimer's, he said, if you put 1,000 Alzheimer's patients and 1,000 B vitamin deficient patients and 100 doctors in a room, they wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It's that close, you yeah. know, in symptoms, you know, it's that close. Which is slightly worrying. I've kept my best coffee till last because you have my two absolute favourites here. Lion's Mane, which I just love, but Rhodiola. Now, I came across Rhodiola quite early on in my journey. I think it was the first adaptogen I ever stumbled across. And I had terrible, terrible brain fog. And I listened to the audiobook, Rhodiola Revolution. Do you know about that book?
I know about it because the first time we met, you told me about it. And I was like, okay.
So, but yeah. Absolutely fantastic book. And then I started seeing these talks from this great Dr. Patricia Newman. And her husband had come down with Alzheimer's. And she was trying to get him on a drug trial. So she was a normal family practitioner in America. And so she's like, has bought into the Western medical system. My husband's got Alzheimer's. Let's get him on a drug trial. And there was a test you had to do, and it was like the hands of the clock and, you know, this Alzheimer's test, you know, what year are we in? Who's the prime minister or president? And he failed the test. So he was too far gone to go into the drug trial. And she was upset. And then she read the book, Rhodiola Revolution. She then wrote another book on what she discovered from then. She spoke to a lot of scientists in Russia, in the days you could talk to scientists in Russia. But she spoke to a lot of scientists in Russia that gave her this information. And she found out that Rhodiola was so highly regarded in Russia that they gave it to all their elite, or their elite scientists, their elite athletes, their astronauts have
astronauts,
it.
Yeah.
And so when they ever come back from space stations, you know, the Western astronauts, you know, couldn't walk. They come down in the capsules and their legs were turned to jelly and they'd just be this lump on the floor that's carried off and then goes through a recovery period. But the Russian astronauts just come down and get straight on with life. And they discovered, you know, that it apparently seems to be because they're all given rhodiola.
Also, they're really strong. The
they're really they're strong. Really strong.
Yeah. I've seen the James Bond movies.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah.
But it is an incredible drug. So Dr. Patricia Newman put her husband on rhodiola, and she also put him on coconut oil. Really important. And then she learned about MCT oil. Now, that's a great hack. That's a Dave Asprey hack, which is also good with your coffee, is just really to put good. A little bit of MCT oil in. Can you talk about these two oils, the MCT and the coconut oil, and how this helps your body absorb the adaptogens?
I actually had a slightly different trail of thought when you were talking about MCT.
And oh, did Dave, you?
Yeah, because he gave someone a tip, and I've been trying it recently with my mum. So it was like a hack. If you ever wake up between like 3 and 5 a.m., there's a hack to make sure you don't wake up. So I'm going to try to get it correct, but you know. Maybe it won't be. So basically,
don't worry, Dave Asprey doesn't watch the show.
I will send him a copy. But basically what happens is it's like your brain is running out of some kind of juice that it needs to work with to stay asleep. So what it's doing when you're sleeping, it's like doing the recovery thing, right?
Yeah, autophagy is going on. You're going into all the different states.
You helped me out. Yeah, you helped me out with this one. No, no, honestly, you helped me out. So the brain needs some juice, right? Now, what it does is if it runs out of what it needs, it will start getting it from your muscles. And once it releases it from your muscles, it will release adrenaline at the same time. The process will release adrenaline, which will wake you up. So you're like, oh, damn, I always wake up at 4 a.m. It's because this thing is happening, right? So before you go to sleep, you put with like some glass of milk, like some collagen and loads of MCT. And he also said honey is really good for this. And then you just won't wake up. Like you'll have the deepest sleep. And I started it with my mum and she's like, do you know what? It's really good.
Okay, I'll give you another hack on deep sleep, actually, because I don't take collagen because, well, I'm not vegetarian because I have bone broth, but I struggle with collagen powder. I don't know why, but I listen to my body and my body doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But another great hack for sleep, and you should do a coffee like this for an afternoon one, is banana tea. You're having the potassium, so you just chop the banana up, you put it in the saucepan with some nice filtered energized water, bring it to the boil, simmer it for 10 minutes. I always put in something like cinnamon, maybe some cloves. Completely wipe you out.
The best sleep hack for me is mouth taping. I don't know if you've done it.
Mouth open?
Mouth taping.
Oh, mouth taping. Yes, I do tape my mouth.
Everyone needs to do it.
Everybody needs to mouth tape. Absolutely.
Just nasal breathe through the night.
And you meant to spend a third of your life asleep. And, you know, I'm trained as a Soma breathwork coach as well.
Yeah.
So I've had Niraj from Soma Breath on the show. I've had Patrick McEwen on the show. I'm a big fan of breathwork. And that third of your day that you're asleep is so important. I use the micro tape ones, which are also really good for children, because if they're ill and they vomit during the night, it can still get out. But you just kind of clamping up the muscles. You don't want to be slapping a load of old gaffer tape over your mouth.
Do you get 8 hours a night?
No, I don't.
I'm not sure, right?
I have my body clock is absolutely set and I can't change it. I have 7 hours a night, but then I meditate for the first hour of my day. So,
also known as snoozing.
Well, do you know, when I first trained in meditation, and I've done a lot of courses on meditation, and obviously I've written my meditation album, The Wellness Awakening, which takes you from past lives to passing, and it is one of my favourite things that I do in my day. And I did this course, and my teacher was saying, you know, don't ever let anybody lay down when they're meditating, because that's called sleep. But I'm a massive fan of Dr. Dane here. So Dr. Dane here, if you'd like to come on the show, we'd love to have you. But I'm a massive fan of his. And he talks about if you fall asleep when you're meditating, it's fine. It's just the body getting out the way so your brain can do what it has to do. And I thought, I really like that. And my God, I've done a lot of his meditations. And extraordinary things have happened to me when I thought I've nodded off. But I don't feel I've nodded off. I just feel just not of this world, if that makes
sense. Every time I do breath work, I fall asleep, no matter where I am.
Even sitting up?
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just out.
So, do you know, I mean, he just says it's the body getting out of the way.
Yeah.
So this has been a fantastic conversation. I've absolutely loved it. I just really want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for coming on board and sponsoring the show again. Thank you for the wonderful work you're doing and putting out. You've changed my mind about coffee. And I have a discount code. So I should tell you, I do have a discount code up on my webpage. So check out phillyjlay.com, go to Shop Philly and you will find the discount code there. And it's been a joy. London Nootropics, Zane, Chez.
Appreciate you, Philly.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.